Well, I kind of left out when I was trying to say where I'm coming from. Everybody who's I guess a Sarabite, quote unquote, knows that you're into the three monotheistic faiths, you know, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And
wrong order.
Sorry.
No, that's important because to me it's beginning, middle, and end. The beginning's the Torah, the middle is the Gospels.
Christianity, Islam.
And then Islam. Yeah.
Okay.
God, Muhammad was God's last messenger, is my belief. And that saves me in a lot of ways when you're doing really controversial commentary. It's like the fact that, you know, somebody might mistake you for a prophet. It's like, not possible. That ended at 632. When Muhammad died, that was the end of the revelations. Everything now is, I think, each individual should be reading the scriptures and trying to understand it in their own terms. If you don't agree with my conclusions, that's fine, but I really think that everybody should be reading. I apologize for interrupting.
That's fine. Where I'm coming from is pretty much completely different. I mean, I do have a very strong interest in Christianity and in Jesus. Jesus is very interesting to me. But I'm also interested in Eastern religions and like Hinduism and Buddhism, and a little bit what you might call paganism, you know, Native American beliefs and whatnot. But I wouldn't call my beliefs like New Age or something, because that term kind of gives me the creeps. But I guess I do come at it from a very different perspective than you do, and I just wanted to start out saying that so that everybody knows where we're coming from. My beliefs are kind of, I don't know if I should use the word beliefs or not, but my thoughts come from a variety of sources, and I kind of take what I think works for me. And I don't know if that's an unusual approach or not, but your approach is pretty unusual too, because there aren't that many people who follow all three faiths simultaneously.
I'm the only one I know.